Oh yeah, it's Wednesday, it's raining. I knocked my mic neck off, so now I'm using this mic. It's the same mic, but I have a different holder. Guys, once again, it's Wednesday. It's a beautiful day. I love when it rains. There's a lot of poetic justice in the air. Okay? What are you doing today? Comment down below. What am I doing? I'm doing the Matthew Rayburn Show. Let's dance. Oh yeah, turn it up. Oh yeah, here we go. Oh my goodness gracious, we got portals to the heavens in Florida. We've got benevolent behavior. We've got National Wine Day. It's also National Towel Day. They might have something to do together. Wink. Oh my goodness gracious, thank you so much for joining me here on the Matthew Rayburn Show. You are welcome to comment down below. You're welcome to share this video, like this video. Get notified when the Matthew Rayburn Show is on. I'm live on Facebook right now. I'm recording my podcast on Anchor.fm. I will be sharing it on the interwebs afterwards. Please notify yourself. Please like and share this video. Get notified when I'm on Wednesdays and Sundays, live Wednesdays and Sundays. God bless you. Let's begin the Matthew Rayburn Show. Our specialty. Dot shop. Our special tea dot shop can provide you all of your loose leaf tea needs. Today's episode of the Matthew Rayburn Show is sponsored by our special tea dot shop. Do you love tea? I love tea. Currently, I'm drinking Ceylon tea. It's good. Made a little too strong, but I like strong tea. It's going to dye my teeth a darker color, but that's life. You know, sometimes you just use whitening strips and you get over that. But anyways, let's talk about our special tea. Dot shop. This Ceylon tea is wonderful. It's mildly floral. It's a beautiful dark blacker tea color with a hue of red when the light hits it. It's wonderful. I'm really thankful for this particular tea. I was reading up on black teas and how they can benefit you, and our special tea dot shop has those black teas for you. Black tea is a full-bodied, naturally it has naturally found caffeine. Black tea is a calorie-free beverage that contains caffeine and can help lower the risk of stroke and heart disease. I mean, hello, we need that. These benefits may come from the tea's theflavin antioxidants, which can also help prevent certain forms of cancer. Once again, I'm drinking the Ceylon tea. It's quite delicious. It's balanced. I made it too strong, so it's a little floral. I'm getting that kind of note from it, but it's great. I thoroughly enjoy it. And yes, I'm caffeinated on this tea. If you'd like to get caffeinated on some loose leaf tea and all your loose leaf tea needs, go to ourspecialtea.shop. Ourspecialtea.shop. Hey. Word of the day. You got to use your words, otherwise, you're going to lose your words. Matt, what do you mean? A single word in the English language is lost every single day, one that we're not using. So I want to use as many words as possible. I want to grow my vocabulary. I want to grow the vocabulary that my community uses, that my family uses, that my church uses. Because it makes us sound more intelligent. Because we are actually intelligent. We don't want to weaken ourselves with a TikTok style attention span and a vocabulary that a caveman would be proud of. No, we want to speak truth. And we want to speak in great ways. And one of the ways you can do that is expanding your vocabulary here on the Matthew Rayburn Show's Word of the Day segment. Benevolent. Ooh, can you say it? I don't know. Can you? Wink. Benevolent. Benevolent is the word of the day. Benevolent is spelled Benevolent. Now that you're trying to focus on it, Matt, did you read this before? I used the word benevolent. Hello? Benevolent. No. Benevolent. 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 I use it quite often. But actually, when you're trying to focus on it and read it like it's a science project, you kind of mess up. Let's use benevolent in a word. In a sentence, the event's reception was courtesy of a benevolent anonymous donor. Another sentence, they belong to several benevolent societies and charitable organizations. Matt, what does benevolent mean? It means kind and generous. If you're benevolent, it's the opposite of maleficent, I think. Let's look that up. Live and raw here on the Matthew Urban Show. Kind and generous, it's what it means, or less commonly used, organized for the purpose of doing good. Most charities are benevolent. When you give your tithes to Christ when you're going to church, that is a benevolent behavior. When you pull over and help somebody with their vehicle on the side of the road, that is benevolent. Samaritan's Purse is a very benevolent charity. They go out and they're currently in Ukraine helping out the Ukrainians that need help. They're also in Poland to help the Polish people, help take care of the Ukrainians. That situation is pretty crazy, but I just knew that my God is a benevolent God, that he tries to imbue in me benevolent behaviors. This show is about being in a continual state of betterment and a positive force for good. So you could use the term benevolent in there, a continual state of benevolence and a positive force of benevolence. It's kind of redundant, but it means what I mean, and it says what it said, and that's what I do, okay? It's called the Matthew Urban Show, and this was Word of the Day. National Day, you got to celebrate life, and it's easy to do so when you go to nationaldaycalendar.com, May 25th, 2022. National Wine Day. Do you enjoy wine? I enjoy wine. I'm going to say I do. I more like the drier wines, the less sweet wines. I have a couple cooking wines here today. I didn't want to drink on air, but because these do have a slight ABV, but that's just to add to the depth of the construct of the dish that you're creating. This is a white wine, cooking wine. It's bright and acidic. It's delicious. You can put it on sandwiches. You can put it in pasta dishes. You can put it in other sauces, scampi, if you will. Enjoy me some shrimp scampi. Now, this is a sherry cooking wine. I apologize if you're listening to the audio version of the Matthew Urban Show. You can't see these beautiful cooking wines. They're from Kroger. Wink! So sherry is more of a floral, herby kind of taste. Let me sniff it. Yeah, it's bright. It's not necessarily clean. It's not dirty like balsamic vinegar. I do enjoy balsamic vinegar, but that's not wine. It's vinegar. Vinegar is just old wine. Those are both cooking wines that I use quite often. National Wine Day celebrates, enjoy a glass of Shiraz, Chardonnay, Cabernet, Sauvignon Blanc, whatever you want to drink. National Day celebrates National Wine Day with you today. National Brown Baguette Day. Bring your lunch. Save some money. Put it in a brown bag. Celebrate National Brown Baguette Day. National Towel Day. Now, that sounds kind of strange, Matt. Well, everything pretty much has a special holiday. But today is to celebrate towels. Observed annually by fans of Douglas Adams' Towel Day commemorates the work of the author most known for his series, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. First and foremost, it's important to note that those who are unfamiliar with Douglas Adams, according to The Hitchhiker's Guide of the Galaxy, a towel is about the most massively useful thing and an interstellar hitchhiker can have. Think of all the uses that a towel has. I've got a towel here. This one is quite absorbent. It's like a dark gray color. It's stretchy, so you can wrap it around your body, your head, yourself, your nests, whatever you want to call it. Towels are great. They clean up messes. They can become pillows. They can stop up drips. We give some suggestions here. We dry our furry pets with towels. Like I said, you can use them as pillows on long trips. Tiny humans use them to dry off. Tiny human. What does that mean? Every human does. It says it here on nationaldaycalendar.com. Anyways, though perhaps not very effectively, can also give you shade on a sunny day. I've used it as shade on a sunny day. Towels. National Towel Day. Use hashtag Towel Day in your social media posts today. It is also National Tap Dance Day. Can you tap dance? You can't see me tap dancing or hear me tap dancing because I'm tap dancing on a rug right now. But I celebrate National Tap Dance Day when I dance. I like to dance. I like to dance. You can tap dance on National Tap Dance Day. Get your shoes on, start tap dancing. The heel and the toe have metal tips on them, which make the clicking noise on a wooden floor or your stage. Matt, where's your stage? Here in my studio, apartment. National Day. National Senior Health and Fitness Day. We're all probably, hopefully, going to become seniors one particular day, but you got to stay active. You got to stay fit. You got to stay bold. You got to stay brave. You got to keep your body good. You got to keep your temple, going well. And as long as you're allowed to be here on this planet, you don't know how much time you're given. So might as well make the best of it by staying healthy. National Senior Health and Fitness Day. Once again, you got to celebrate life, and it's easy to do so when you go to nationaldaycalendar.com. Weird news. I love weird things and I love news, and together it creates the weird news segment of the Matthew Rayburn Show. Headline, eerie portal appears in Florida sky. Already interesting. Let's read. A motorist in Florida could not believe his eyes when he looked up during a morning drive and spotted what seemed to be some kind of portal in the sky that he suspects was a, quote, gateway to heaven, end quote. The very strange sight was reportedly witnessed earlier this month by Tavares. His name's Tavares. I've never met a person named Tavares, but I'd like to meet a person named Tavares. Tavares Brinson, as he was en route to his home in the community of Brandontown, following an overnight shift at his construction job. The normally routine commute took a wondrous turn when to his amazement, an incredibly bright light appeared to burst forth from the clouds in the dark pre-dawn sky over his head and cast down a breathtaking illumination. Captivated by the curious scene, Brinson promptly pulled over on the side of the road and captured the astounding aerial enigma on video with his cell phone. You can witness this video at coasttocoastam.com, where I'm getting this particular article. Quote, it was like the gates of heaven were opening, end quote. He later marveled, reflecting on what he saw that morning. Quote, it was dark, and then all of a sudden, a bright hole opened up in the sky. I watched it open. It was amazing. I thought it was God coming back, end quote. Lest one think Brinson was being hyperbolic, he left no doubt as to his miraculous interpretation of the event, musing that, quote, I believe in God, and I do not believe this was a religious experience. I've never seen anything like this, ever. I feel blessed, end quote. After he posted his video to social media, where it amassed over a million views, some skeptical observances offered a less profound explanation for what the motorist might have seen. Here we go. They noted that around the same time that the aerial anomaly appeared in the sky, SpaceX launched a rocket approximately 150 miles away, quite far, in my opinion, but let's read on. As such, they argued that the illumination was likely caused by that event. However, Brinson dismissed the prosaic possibility from the peculiar sighting, declaring that, quote, I've seen rocket launches before, and they didn't look like that. It was biblical, end quote. With that in mind, what do you think it was? Comment down below. Once again, you can go to coasttocoastam.com to see this particular phenomena in the sky. Now, when I watched this video, it does look like a beam of light that has opened up from the clouds. That would be normal on a cloudy day or stormy day on a late spring, early summer, when the sun would be bright in between rain clouds. I've seen this during the daytime, but here the weird thing is, this was dusk. This was around 5:22 in the morning, and the sun was still down. Whether the sun was coming up, it wasn't going to be that high in the sky to create a downward beam of light that's coming through the clouds like it is here. To say that it was a rocket launch and the light was coming through one of the openings in the clouds, I don't think that's the case, because then the video has like a 2-minute span of him being amazed. Okay, well, wouldn't the light flicker and change if the rocket was leaving the atmosphere and going up? Would it stay that pronounced and stagnant? Would it be that pronounced of a beam of light? No, that's what I'm talking about. Matt, do you think it was a portal to heaven? I'm not sure. I'm not sure what it was, but I know it was beautiful. I know this guy's life was affected by it in a positive way. So you know what? I'm all for it, baby. Portal in the sky there in Florida. Weird news. Brand new sponsor of the Matthew Rayburn Show, Kingdom Landscape. Kingdom Landscape can get all your landscaping and hardscaping needs. Quick quotes, phenomenal customer service. If you want to call Austin Moxley at 317-296-3974. Once again, that's 317-296-3974 for all your landscaping needs. He's a great guy, great customer service, like I mentioned. Can give quick quotes. You want quotes that are quick? Quick quotes from Austin Moxley and the Kingdom Landscape crew. I've seen other companies do shoddy work. I've never seen that from Kingdom Landscaping. But if you want the best of the best, and you want it from Austin Moxley, once again, that's 317-296-3974 for all your landscaping and hard landscaping needs. Godly strength. We need it. We need it in all times, but specifically today. There was the tragedy in Texas at the elementary school. I don't want to necessarily read about it because I don't want to get too emotional, but I don't want to necessarily read about it because I don't want to give the shooter any homage. I don't want to give praise to that type of behavior in any way, shape, or form. It's quite devastating. And so when any type of storm comes in your life, when any type of hardship comes, you need to rely on God's strength, because we are quite weak as humans. And our strength comes from God. And when it comes to, if you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, you know where your strength comes from. And so if you're not a believer, comment down below. That's another situation. But I wanted to read a couple of verses about God's strength, because you can rely on it. He's steadfast. He's faithful. He's powerful. It's constant. It's always there. You can always tap into it. We're human. We're going to rely on our own understanding sometimes, which we should not do. We need to rely on God's wisdom, God's strength, and God's understanding in hard times such as these. This verse is Psalm 73, verse 26. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Amen. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Beautiful. Let's see here. My screen is frozen. Therefore, let's read here. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. I love that verse. I love that verse. Goodness gracious. 1 Chronicles 16:11. Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face continually. What does it mean to seek his face? It means to pray towards him, point your life towards him, obey him, act like his son, Jesus. That's what it means to seek God's face. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. 1 Corinthians 16:13. Watch ye steadfast in the faith. Quiet you like men and be strong. So it's more of God to be in a continuous state of betterment and a positive force for good. And you can rely on God, Yeshua, Christ's strength. Psalm 59:16. But I will sing of thy power. Yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning. For thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. There are, I don't know, 50 plus of these that I could rattle off. I'm so thankful to be a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm so thankful that I can rely on God's strength. I'm so thankful that I understand how weak I am. And I understand that I'm going to be making mistakes in the future. And that this project known as the Matthew Reverend Show is about being in a continuous state of betterment and a positive force for good. And I can rely on Christ, and I can do that through the reading the Bible, hearing good preaching, relying on the happenings and wisdom from others that have been through some things, that I can rely on their strength, because their strength comes from God. And it's such a beautiful thing, because I'm this strong, you're that strong. Together, we add our strength together, which comes from God, and we can move forward in a beautiful, positive direction. Amen. I mean, like, really, I'm so thankful that I can do this show. I'm so thankful that I can read the Bible. I'm so thankful I live in this beautiful country. If you need prayer, comment down below. If you need to tap into God's strength, go to the Bible. Once again, we're going to read a couple of these verses. I'm just loving this. Let's see. Let's go up here. Isaiah 41 verse 10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Amen. Goodness gracious. Go to the Bible if you want to know what God has to say for your life. Go to the Bible if you're confused on a certain situation. You don't know why this is happening to you. You don't know why this nation's going through this type of thing. There is a lack of godliness. There's a lack of spiritual strength in our society. That's why you have so many shootings so often. Matt, you don't know what you're talking about. There are people that are mentally ill that are doing these things. Yes. Where does that mental illness come from? Does it come from not having the correct bacteria in your gut? I don't mean to be flippant or to be silly or to tell bad jokes like I normally do, but I'm just saying it comes from probably something that we don't understand, probably something that we need to ask God about, probably something that we need to rely on each other for, in the sense of, aware. I mean, like, But it's just, it's getting crazy in the sense of a lot of negativity. A lot of people need strength. A lot of people need help. So I'm trying to put out this positive message. I'm trying to put out this positive voice. I'm humbled that people want to listen to the show. I'm humbled that I'm watching right now, or whoever's watching right now, or will be listening to the future. If you need help, go to God. If you need help, go to the Word of God, which is the Bible. I'm just so thankful. I'm so thankful for the relationship that I have with Jesus Christ. If you'd like a relationship with Jesus Christ, comment down below. Share this video or this post or this podcast with those that do need help, with those that you think that would need help. I'm trying to be helpful, okay? I'm trying to be benevolent, to use the word of the day. I'm trying to celebrate life and be silly and to spread joy and spread kindness and hopefully add strength to people. My strength comes from God. Where does your strength come from? Hopefully you're not relying on your own understanding. Hopefully you're relying on God's strength. This was the Bible segment of the Matthew Urban Show. I don't mean to get preachy. I mean to get positive. I mean to get bold, brave, and brash in the sense of focused, dedicated towards my Lord, focused and dedicated towards my growth and the relationship that I have with Him. And you know, this is the Matthew Urban Show. Guys, once again, I'm so thankful for you listening. So thankful for you watching the Matthew Urban Show. You need God's strength. Go to the Word. Go to the Word of God if you need God's strength. Then you got to celebrate life. You got to drink great tea from ourspecialtea.shop. You know, you got to sit in your garden, your beautifully landscaped garden that was brought to you by Kingdom Landscaping. Oh, my goodness. Let's dance. Oh, yeah. You see these dance moves? Oh, they're great. We're trying to stay in the frame of the frame of the camera here, okay? I'm trying to do my best. I'm trying to be bold, brave, and brash, okay? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Dancing. You can't see it if you're, oh, my goodness gracious. Here we go. Boom, ba, bang, bang. I don't think so. The music's back. I'm back. Are we back? I don't know if we're back. Yeah, we're still recording. See, what's wrong is that my camera's actually my phone, and my phone's my camera. And sometimes, you know what happens? People call me during the live show. So thankful for you watching here on the Matthew Urban Show. I am Matthew Urban once again. You got to celebrate life. Let's continue dancing a little bit, okay? I'm sorry if you're listening to the podcast because you can't hear. Well, you can hear. What you're listening with your ears. You can't see these dance moves, though, with your eyeballs. You can if you're tuning in live on Facebook or YouTube or any of the other places that I post this thing. Instagram, I do that too. But yeah, so once again, thank you so much for listening to the Matthew Urban Show. Like and share this video. Get notified when the Matthew Urban Show's on. Give me 5 stars on those podcast channels. Please do so on the Apple. Please do so on the Spotify. I'm trying to grow these businesses. I'm trying to grow this show. I'm trying to grow this love. I'm trying to grow this life. Matthew Urban Show.